Kevin Norwood. Welcome back to Tuscaloosa. I hope you're doing well, man.
Yeah, I'm doing great. How you doing?
Good, good. What a year for you, man. Rookie season, leaving one championship program and going to another and going to a Super Bowl.
You know what they say, once a champion, always a champion, right?
What's it been like for you there at the rookie season in Seattle?
It had its ups and downs, but most of all, most importantly, it's been up. Very glad to be in SC champs, and now I got a chance to win the Super Bowl. So, you know, I can't complain. I haven't been playing as much as I would like to, but it is what it is. I'm embracing it and learning from it, of course, being patient like I'm always doing, and, just living my life pretty much. I remember last year sitting down with AJ and some of the guys, and we was working out and stuff, you know, getting ready for the combine and stuff like that. So I mean, I was watching it last year, so this year I'm in it. I'm just very proud of myself and what this team has accomplished.
No doubt. Let me ask you, just from a player standpoint, because now we've got guys that currently at the Senior Bowl down in Mobile. They're going to be going through that training to get ready for Pro Day and the NFL Combine. You went through that. You had a great Senior Bowl performance there in Mobile that really sort of put that name, Kevin Norwood, big time on the map. And talk about that performance, that motivation.
Well, it was very stressful. I mean, man, waking up morning, going to practice, whatever, that part was easy. But afterwards, oh man, we had to talk to the scouts. We had to stay up quite late. It was a long process, man. It was, and but at the same time, I enjoyed it. It was a great experience for me. I'm glad I got the opportunity. But as far as my performance or whatever, it was pretty much nothing for me. I mean, I'm always working hard, trying to be the best I can be, do what I'm supposed to do and stuff like that, keep my head on straight. And the opportunity came. I mean, I was more shocked at my performance than anybody, because I mean, I don't know. I guess that whole week was just, it felt like mediocre, I guess. And I wasn't feeling it. But at the same time, I mean, I was glad. It was great for me.
Well, you look at it just trusting other players. I mean, you and AJ had this special bond here as far as a quarterback and a receiver. And, knew him and he knew you. But then you go there and it's a little bit different take because you're working with, new quarterbacks and new guys that you have to depend on to get your job done.
Exactly, man. But that's the thing, though. I mean, that's what a lot of scouts look at, man. How fast can you adapt to everything and, catch on whatever. And, that's one thing I did. I was able to, get some great communication with a couple of quarterbacks. I can't remember their names. I remember their names. I just can't pronounce them. But anyways, it was quite the experience. When you first get there, the balls are going all over the place. but for me, I mean, I do a good job of adjusting to the ball. So I mean, it wasn't that bad. But at the same time, man, there's no connection there. You just have to deal with it and move forward, because I mean that's pretty much what the scouts are looking for. How quick can you adapt?
Let me ask you, as far as the biggest challenge, and I know you've already said a couple of those things, but I want to talk about just adjusting. And maybe it was easier because you played in a league and you played at a high level, and Alabama did a great job of preparing you for that next level.
Yeah, but definitely.
But talk about the NFL and as far as the challenges, was it the speed of the game that was difficult? What was the changes from here to there?
To be honest, there really wasn't any changes. I mean, Coach Saban already runs a pro-style organization, and it really does prepare you for the NFL. I'm being totally honest. It really does. The meetings, as far as being very detail-oriented and just being on your stuff, being on time and stuff like that, man, Coach Saban's program is is where it's at, to be honest. The only thing, really that's difficult is, well, not really difficult, but it takes some time. It's pretty much getting the getting the routine down with the quarterback and, you know, just doing all the little details. You know, that's pretty much all, that's pretty much the only thing there is to it. But as far as everything else, you know, the speed of the game, the physicality of the game, I mean, SEC, man, get you prepared.
Let me ask you about that quarterback there. Wilson's a pretty good player, isn't he?
Oh, man, he's a heck of a player, man. Jesus, some of the things he does, man, it's great, man, because at one moment you think he's about to get sacked, and the next moment he's escaping, man. He's just very elusive, and, you know, he's always looking downfield, too, at the same time. So, I mean, it's great for us because get those scramble rules going and, you know, just make some big plays, you know, and get the opportunity.
Let's go back to Sunday's performance. I know it was, you know, you look at across the field and you see Eddie Lacy, you see Green Bay, but what a comeback from Seattle to capture that seat into the Super Bowl.
Oh, man, that was a crazy game. Like, I've never experienced a game like that before. I mean, three minutes left in the game, and we're down 19-7, and for us to score 15 points and you know, to come back or whatever, man, it was definitely mind blowing. But I have to give it up to Lacy and Hahn. Man, Hahn got two interceptions on us, and he did his thing. He really did. Lacy and Beast, of course. That was nothing new. I mean, the whole team, the whole defense, I mean, they was outstanding.
How hard is it? I mean, when you prepare for the Alabama guys, but, I mean, you know, Kevin Norwood knows a little bit about Eddie Lacy, the tendencies and the way that he plays the game. Did that help you? And I mean, did anybody look over and say, Kevin, hey, give us a little tips on Eddie Lacy and how can we stop him?
To be honest, nobody asked me anything. And luckily I'm not on defense. I don't have to tackle Lacy, so I don't know what, you know, what his ins and outs are. So, luckily, I'm not on defense, but on offense, you know. Speaking of, I mean, there's really nothing to it. You know, Ha played in the middle of the field a lot, so I mean, and he, man, just remarkable. So I mean, that's pretty much it, man. Just go out and study. I mean, I really can't say anything about the Bama players, because it is what it is, you know.
Kevin Norwood right now inside the game here in Tuscaloosa. Let me ask you, Pete Carroll, Nick Saban, is there
night and day?
Oh, is it? Okay. In what
night
way? In what way?
Well, I, to be honest, they're both very detail-oriented, very organized, too, very, very organized. They really do good. They really do a good job of taking care of their players and whatnot, but I don't know. I just think Pete Carroll's a little more laid back, maybe. Yeah, just more mellow, I guess. But I don't know. He smiles more than Coach
Saban. Okay. I don't think that's an understatement by any means. I mean, and I can imagine Nick Saban right now, he's stressing out, you know. But, hey, I think I looked down your roster. I mean, at least there's no Ohio State guys playing at Seattle. At least I don't think there is. So maybe not a lot of smack talking from that side.
Oh, no. Man, everybody hates Bama, so we get the smack talk every day, all day. It doesn't matter if you're from Pac-10, Pac-12. Even if you're an SEC, SEC, man, they didn't show up this year at none of the bowl games. So they're kind of embarrassing right now. So,
all right, let me ask you this.
Say about them.
Well, and if you do, it'll be quoted across the country. But Richard Sherman, all right, what's the craziest thing? Going up against him as a wide receiver, going up against one of the best defensive backs in the National Football League, a guy likes to talk a little bit. What's the craziest thing he's ever said to you in practice?
I don't know. When he talks, sometimes I ignore him, but most of the time I'm like laughing with him. Like he really don't talk the way he talks in a game or whatever. But yeah, maybe he does. But no, I really don't pay attention to him. I either joke back with him or just start talking smack to him. I mean, I don't know. I just find it funny. I don't care too much for somebody talking. I'm still gonna go out and do my job.
Kevin, does it rain every day in Seattle?
Oh man, just about. I'm telling you, if it's not raining, you may see a peak. The sun may try to peek out, but it's very cloudy. If it's not raining, it's cold. Not that cold, but it's cold. The only thing I love about here is no humidity. Oh man, that's one of the best things ever.
Kevin, I want to go to Amari Cooper for a couple of minutes. What a huge season he had from the wide receiver position. Just sort of help us break down that and understand what type of player Amari Cooper is. What's your expectation of that next level?
Oh, man. Cooper's going to do great at the next level. I mean, he got great release, great speed, and great hands, man. He's really going to do some great things, I believe. You know, playing in Alabama offense, you know, you have to make the best of your opportunities. I mean, and he did that, man. I guess I don't know how Lane Kiffin was, but they say he's off OC guru. So you know, he knows his offense, he knows his stuff. So I guess when you have an OC like that, man, sky's the limit. And you know, they did a good job with Blake this year, I believe. You know, just being able to let him just do his thing, you know, do what he's capable of.
Did you see it coming? Did you see it coming, what Blake Sims was able to do on the football field?
Probably not as much as he's done. You know, he's definitely exceeded my expectations, but I've always had faith in Blake and his ability and stuff like that, because, I mean, I've seen it in practice. You know, I've always told Blake to just keep his head up and keep, you know, just keep going, man, just keep pushing, you know, just never give up and stuff like that. And I always kind of critique him on, you know, I'm not a quarterback or nothing like that, but, you know, the way he gets on his accuracy pretty much. I mean, that's about it. But Blake, man, he's definitely exceeding my expectations. And, I mean, I thought we'd know he's going to have a great season like this, man. I'm very happy for him.
No doubt. Yeah. No doubt. And you know what? He's performing very well at the Senior Bowl, too. And we're going to get an update here in about 15 minutes. But tell him that he belongs in that conversation. Kevin, final thing. You look at the Super Bowl. I mean, has it really hit you that you're playing in the Super Bowl here in 10 days, 11 days?
Well, kind of. Yeah, I guess so. I mean, playing with Coach Saban, I mean, he's one of those guys that just, you know, make sure we keep a level head and always, you know, remember that this is just another game. And that same thing goes with Pete. I mean, he's preaching the same thing. So it's like, yeah, we know we're about to play a game, but, you know, about to play the Super Bowl, the big game, whatever, or a national championship or whatever. They just find a way to just bring us back down to earth and make sure we stay on our job and stuff like that. And that's kind of the way I feel right now. It's like, it's hit me, but it hasn't really hit me until, like, afterwards maybe. If we win it, or if we don't win it, it's really going to hit me afterwards.
Kevin, you're still going to leave me 4 tickets at the gate, right? Is that
correct? Yeah, hop in line.
I'm just teasing with you.